The next patient is Michael Carson. Last name is C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Michael is the first name. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old white veteran that is referred to this office because of the presence of microscopic hematuria along with proteinuria that has been going on for some period of time, that was evaluated by the nephrologist at the VA hospital in West Palm Beach, and the transfer to this office was done for the follow-up period. When we interview the patient, he has a significant amount of gastrointestinal symptoms. We had the opportunity to review the abdominal ultrasound that was done in April the 24th of 2024, in which the right and the left kidney were normal in size without evidence of stone, solid masses, or hydronephrosis. And not significant findings or diagnostic findings in that study were found. And the patient had a CT of the abdomen with IV contrast done in March 6th of 2023, in which it was rather apparent that the patient had a diffuse thickening of the entire colon. Apparently, at that time, the patient was given medication to no avail. The medication was prolonged, and eventually he got better. He says that he had bowel movements every 2 to 3 days without any effort. He says that he's tolerating the diet and doesn't complain of abdominal pain. In the laboratory workup, we found out that the patient has evidence of hypoalbuminemia, 2.9 grams per cent. And when we have the opportunity to review the excretion of protein in 24 hours, it's 1,600 milligrams, which is elevated. We don't have a urinalysis, but the diagnosis of microscopic hematuria was mentioned in the assessment. Whether or not this hypoalbuminemia is related to gastrointestinal problems and absorption is a possibility. And the other possibility could be that is hypoalbuminemia related to the proteinuria. However, 1,600 milligrams in 24 hours doesn't explain the level of hypoalbuminemia. If the patient indeed has a microscopic hematuria, a kidney biopsy will be indicated in order to rule out glomerular pathology. Following number, essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, atrial fibrillation that is under control. In clinical examination, the patient is not in atrial fibrillation and the heart rate is 67. Following number, anemia. The patient had a bone marrow that was non-diagnostic. He has serum protein electrophoresis and immunoelectrophoresis that was negative. The Kappa-Lambda ratio was not done. Following number, hyperlipidemia that seems to be under control. Following number, the diagnosis of colitis is still part of the differential. We are going to reassess the proteinuria, the hypoalbuminemia, and the urinalysis. We are going to check the sedimentation rate as well as the C-reactive protein, the urinalysis, ANA, in order to proceed with the workup. We're going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months. Thanks a lot for the kind referral. Send copies of the evaluation to the VA clinic in Okeechobee.